Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you one more time. We're thanking and praising God, amen, for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Truly, the Lord is good, amen, and he is so worthy to be praised. We pray that you had a blessed day in the Lord. We are excited about the word of God, and we're going back into the word of the Lord. Amen. I just would ask that those of you listening, and we do want to thank God for all of our listeners, all of you that listen live to the broadcast, as well as those that listen on demand. We appreciate you listening. Praise God. Tuning in to Set Free Live. Praise God. This is a time, amen, when we just simply share in the word of God. Amen. Word that the Lord inspires us and encourages us to share with you, the people of God. Praise the Lord. The purpose is simply to lift up the name of the Lord and lift up Jesus. Praise God. Because we know that we are living in the last days. Jesus is soon to come. So we're working. We're doing all that we can do for the glory of God, for the upbuilding of and uplifting of the kingdom of God. Praise God. So we just ask that you would continue to pray for us, pray with us, amen, as we continue to do the work of the Lord. Praise God. And there's so many, amen, at this hour that hear, that are heeding and hearing the clarion call, praise God, to go out and to preach and teach, amen, and minister to the lost and those that are dying, praise God, and compelling men and women to come in, praise God. And so this is the purpose of this broadcast, simply to let you know Jesus has come. Amen, to set you free, free in your mind, free in your body, free in your soul, free in your emotions, free in your mental capacity, every area of our life. Jesus has come, amen, to set us free, and we thank God for the word. Amen. Now, before we go further, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. Dear Lord, as we open up your word tonight, we ask God that you would bless, that you would have your way, that you would move in a mighty way. Father, we thank you, and we just praise you. We glorify your holy name. God, we ask that you minister to those that are listening tonight. Minister to every heart, Father God. Encourage your people in a special way. And Lord, we thank you now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we're going into the word of God, amen, and we're going to talk about the spirit of bondage, and along with that, the spirit of fear. These are two strong men, praise God, strongholds that often grip us, grip people, amen, and fear is one that will keep you from your potential. Fear has that potential to keep you in torment, because fear is torment, praise God. So actually, the spirit of bondage and the spirit of fear are parallel, praise God. So we're kind of going to do a two-in-one tonight, amen. We're going to deal with the spirit of bondage, but we're also going to talk about fear and the spirit of fear, praise God. Now, we're going to begin. We're going to read two scriptures, Romans 8 and 15, and then 2 Timothy, amen, 1 and 7. Very familiar scripture, praise the Lord. Romans 8:15 says this. It says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Praise God. Now, so we know that fear didn't come from God. It's bondage, all right? It's a spirit of bondage. It's what keeps us locked down. Anything that hinders you from moving is bondage, and there are a lot of things that can cause bondage, praise God. Now, 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Praise God. So we know that the spirit of fear and the spirit of bondage did not come from God. Amen. Now, symptoms of the spirit of bondage, of course, is fear. Praise God. And you've got to recognize, amen, that when you find that you're in bondage to fear, praise God, that is a big stronghold because, again, it can literally debilitate you. It'll keep you from moving. It'll keep you locked down. Praise God. There are people that have fears of heights and fears of even failing. They won't step out because they feel that, well, if I say it wrong or do it wrong, I'm going to fail and I don't want to be wrong or I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make a mess. So they won't step out at all. But that's fear. And so fear will keep you from growing. It will keep you hindered and hampered. Praise God. Now, let's read 1 John 3 and 8. It says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So we know that Jesus came to destroy every work that the enemy has. We talked about lying, and we know that the enemy, Satan, is the father of lies. Praise God. There's no truth in him, praise the Lord. But Jesus came, amen, that we might be free, and so he came to destroy the works of the devil. So the enemy really, the power that he has, and it is real to a certain degree, praise God, but we in the body of Christ, and when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus gives us liberty and freedom. And the more we recognize and realize really what God had done for us, and we begin to lay claim and lay hold to this word, we will walk in freedom. Praise God. The things that held us in bondage and captivity, praise God, we will begin to take the word of God, declare it, decree it, begin to walk in it, praise God, and we will walk right into our liberty, walk into freedom, praise the Lord. And once you're free, you don't want to be bound. It's just like, you know, when a person is put in prison, they're locked down, praise God. They no longer have their freedom to move about, to go here, go there, to work a job, to get up when they want to. They are bound. They're behind prison walls until someone else tells them what to do, praise God, from sun up to sundown. Amen. And sometimes they're locked down that they can't even make phone calls or have visitation. All these things are taken away. These privileges are taken away because they're in prison. They're in bondage, if you will. Praise God. But once they're set free, amen, they're no longer hindered and hampered. But a lot of times you have a person come out of prison that's been in for years and years, and sometimes it takes them a while to acclimate back into freedom because they've been locked down for so long. Do you realize that this is what the enemy does? I mean, he will keep us in bondage, praise God. And then we recognize that we don't have to be in fear. We don't have to be in bondage, but walking that thing out is a whole nother ball game. But we can do it because Jesus did it. He paid the price for us. Amen. He was the perfect example. Amen. So as we follow his example, praise God, and we follow his leading, praise the Lord, we can be free in the name of the Lord. Now, another symptom of bondage as well as fear is fear of death. Okay. And so we want to read Hebrews 2:14 and 15. It says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Now, Jesus came in flesh, amen, and he paid the price in flesh. Praise the Lord, so that we again might be free. He destroyed the very one that had the power of death, and that was the devil, because before Jesus came, amen, the enemy had the keys to death, hell, and the grave. But Jesus took those keys. Amen. So the authority has shifted. Amen. He no longer has that power, praise God. And delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Now, when Jesus died, rose again, he conquered death. He conquered death. He conquered hell and the grave. And the Bible talks about, I believe it's in Ephesians, where he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. He took the departed spirits, those that were saved and those that were godly people that died before the cross. He took them. And now, amen, paradise is no longer below. Paradise is above. Paradise is a part of heaven. Praise God. Jesus liberated even the captives, praise God, even those that were hell, praise God, amen, because the enemy had those keys, and now he no longer has them. And keys signify authority. Keys also signify power, praise God, but we know that Jesus has paid that price, amen, and he has the keys now, so we do not have to be fearful of death, amen. I remember myself as a young person having a fear of death and dead people and just a fear that would grip me, praise God. But the Lord freed me of that, just simply sharing a little story with me one day as I was sitting on my couch, and my grandmother had passed away, and she had been gone about a year, but I was having these terrible nightmares, and that's another symptom of the spirit of fear. We're talking about both of them, the spirit of bondage and the spirit of fear. And one of the symptoms of the spirit of fear is nightmares and night terrors. Praise God. I'm going to read a scripture in a moment. But I was sitting on my couch, and the Lord began to minister to me, and he asked me simply, "Where is your grandmother?" And I said, "Lord, she's in heaven. She's with you." He asked me that twice. I said, "She's not here. She's with you." He says, "Well, she's not with you right now, but you know where she is." And I said, "Yes, I know right where she is. Praise the Lord." And just at that moment, the Lord began to minister to me about death, that when a person leaves, praise God, their body is no longer, their soul and spirit is no longer in that body, but we know where they are. Amen. If they were born again, praise the Lord. If they're born again believers, amen, they're with the Lord, praise God. But if not, amen, they're not with the Lord, they're in hell, amen. So you go one of two places. You go to heaven or you go to hell, praise God, amen. But once the Lord began to let me know where she was, and I really understood, I knew where she was, but it just clicked, and that fear, the Lord just freed me from that fear, that I'm no longer afraid. I don't have to be afraid of death, and I don't have to be afraid, praise God, just of moving and obeying God and doing what the Lord would have me to do, praise God. Hallelujah. So, amen, fear of death, it will keep you gripped. It will keep you, praise God, it will keep you locked down. Amen, but beloved, you do not have to be afraid. Amen, some of you right now are afraid to step out. You're afraid to obey God. You know God has given you things to do. Amen, but you allow even maybe you don't have all the knowledge to do what you need to do. Maybe, praise God, for whatever reason, you may not even have all the resources right now. But amen, but if God gives you something to do, he's going to give you the ability to do it, praise God, and he won't leave you, praise God. Amen. Fear will keep you locked down. It will keep you from your potential. It is bondage. Amen. And there are a lot of us have the spirit of bondage, praise God, amen, bondage to religion, bondage to the way we've been taught, praise God, and a lot of things that we were taught, praise God, as even me as a young person was not all bad, praise the Lord. I was blessed to be brought up in an atmosphere where I was not taught a lot of legalistic things, praise God, but my pastor taught us the word, and she preached the word, and she lived the word, and so that's what she lived by. But you know, a lot of us were brought up in a religious mode that you had to do this and that. You couldn't do this, you couldn't do that, praise God. And as young people, praise God, a lot of even in my generation, rebelled because it was a lot of do's and don'ts, but we weren't taught relationship, praise God. A lot of them wasn't taught relationship. And I do thank the Lord that I was brought up in that atmosphere that you had to know the Lord. You had to have him in your life. You had to have a prayer life, praise God. Amen, because it's about relationship. It's not saying that, I mean, the way we dress and do a lot of things that we should or should not do, praise God, there is a standard, praise God. And amen, if you're holy, praise God, if you're serving God, you can't do what and go where they go. Praise God. There has to be a difference. But at the same time, what's important is our relationship with the Lord. Praise God, that we get that firm foundation, but that we're not locked in bondage. Praise God, because anybody that's held in bondage, after a while, you're going to break free. You're going to rebel. You're going to go the opposite way. Praise God. But Jesus did not call us to bondage. He's called us to liberty. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, so fear of death, praise God. Amen. Now, I want to read a scripture, and I'm just going to jump around just a little bit. I want to read Psalms 55 and 5, and this talks about torment, praise God, because that's another symptom of fear, amen, is torment, amen. And we know the enemy just comes to torment, praise God, but God, again, comes that we might have life. Psalms 55 and 5 says, fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. Have you ever been so afraid, amen, that you were just paralyzed? Amen. We know that that comes straight from the enemy. There are children that tragedy happens to them a lot of times, and they're locked up in fear, praise God, and fear so much that it will just paralyze you. You can't move. Amen. That's a tormenting spirit, and it comes from the enemy. Amen. Now, another symptom of bondage is the servant of corruption. Amen. The servant of corruption. This is a symptom of bondage. And I want to read John chapter 8 and verse 34. Amen. We're talking about the spirit of bondage and the spirit of fear. Praise God. John chapter 8 and verse 34, it says, Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. Now, if we make a habit of sinning, and sinning and sinning, we're going to be a servant to that thing. If you have an addiction or a habit or something that you know you're doing that you should not be doing, you start and stop, and then God frees you, you come out and you go back, you come out and you go back, you're going to be a slave or a servant to that thing, praise God, which is corruption, which will lead to, amen, damnation, eternal damnation, if you do not get delivered from that, praise God. That's a symptom, things that you repeat, praise God. You know, again, it's not God, praise the Lord. Amen. But again, we know that God has come that we may be free. Praise the Lord. Now, let me read one more scripture, Romans chapter 7. In verse 23. And we're talking about the spirit of bondage and the spirit of fear. Romans 7, verse 23, it says this, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. So Paul was saying he had a battle. There's a battle going on. Flesh versus spirit, a battle in the mind, battle in the body, praise God. And we're constantly in a war and in a battle. And we must recognize where these things are coming from and why it's coming, praise God. And then we must act out the word, walk in the word, praise God. If you see, amen, that you're being tempted in an area you know that you have a problem with, a struggle with, first thing you do is pray. Second thing you may need to do is get to someone that can help you, that can pray with you, amen, that can just give you some scripture and give you some word, praise God, because we are overcomers. Beloved, we do not have to stay in bondage, praise God. That's one thing that I do thank God for, and the Lord has really allowed me to really comprehend this, is that we do not have to stay the way we are, praise God. We can be free. We can have all of God that we want. The more you press toward him, the more you seek him, the more he will come in, the more he will give you freedom, the more he will give you liberty, the more he will commune with you, praise God. So it's so, so important that we recognize what the Lord has done for us. We do not have to be in bondage, nor do we have to fear. Another fear or a symptom of fear is the fear of man. A lot of times we're afraid of what people would say. The more we step out or the more we try to do what God has called us to do, or even in the natural, a lot of times we're afraid of what people say, what our family would say and what they'll think, or the persecution we may have to take as a result of decisions that we make, or when we have to step out for God. A lot of times people may not understand what you're doing. Pastor, if you're listening to me, amen, your people may not understand. Praise the Lord. And they will try to kick and buck. And if you have that fear, you'll be tempted to back down and not completely obey the will of God. But it's better to obey God than man. When the apostles was challenged to not preach in the name of the Lord, they said, wait a minute, we've got to obey God rather than man. They made a conscious choice that they were not coming off the wall. They were not taking down, glory to God. They knew that they were saved. They were baptized in the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord. And the Spirit of God, amen, was with them, encouraging them, strengthening them, amen. And God will do the same for you and for I. So we do not have to have a fear. God told Jeremiah not to be afraid of the faces. And I want to read Jeremiah 1:8, praise God. God said, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Praise God. And then 17 through 19, praise God, it says, Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. So God was telling Jeremiah, look, you don't be afraid, don't be dismayed at them. Because if you do, if you take down, I'm going to confound you, he told him. Praise God. He said, for behold, I have made thee this day a defensed city and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land. My God, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. So God let Jeremiah know. Jeremiah had an awesome, awesome task as a prophet of God because he had to speak to God's people. Amen. And the words that God gave him, praise God, were strong, strong words, praise the Lord. But he had to speak. He had to set his face, praise God, and he had to obey God. And he could not walk in fear. He could not be afraid. He could not be dismayed. And I'm sure he went through a whole lot as a result, praise God. And you will go through a lot, beloved, because of your stand for God and because of your willingness to obey the Lord. But set your faces aflint. Make up your mind that you're going to obey God. Do not fear man. Praise the Lord. Another a symptom of a bondage is bondage to sin. Again, 2 Timothy 2:26. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy, amen, 2:26. Praise God. I think I have it wrong here, but let's see. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the who are taken captive by him at his will. You see, it's the enemy's plan to take us captive, that we're captive, that we're caught by snares by him. Praise God. But again, Jesus is the one that frees us. Praise the Lord. We do not have to come under his captivity. Praise God, because we are walking in Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're accepted in the beloved. Praise God. So if you find yourself in bondage to sin, in bondage to anything that would keep you from your full potential in God, amen. Run to the word. Get in prayer. Pray. Praise God. Amen. You can get the freedom that you need. Praise God. Because God, Jesus paid the price. He paid the price. Praise God that you may be free. Now, I want to read 1 Peter 5:7, another symptom of fear is anxiety and stress. And a lot of times we find ourselves under a lot of stress due to situations that we may be facing, praise God, situations we may be going through, praise God, that will bring stress. But the Lord says that we're not to be stressful in anxiety about anything, but by prayer and supplication, make our requests known to God. And the God of peace, praise God, will keep us. Amen. Amen. And even our mind, praise God, he'll keep our mind. Praise the Lord. I know the scripture is in Philippians. I can't quote it right now. But the peace of God, which passeth understanding, that's what I'm looking for, will keep us, praise the Lord, so we don't have to be troubled. Amen. When you find yourself troubled, just pray. It may take a day to get through it. Come on. Amen. Because sometimes things hit us and it takes us. Sometimes it takes me time to get through things, praise God. But I'm learning I can't waste time. I've got to get through it. I've got to work this thing out because we have to keep moving. We do not want to lose focus. And that's one of the areas I want to talk about. Do not lose your focus. No matter what goes on, no matter what's going on in your life, praise God, you may be going through some things where you know you need freedom in areas. Amen. Grab a hold of this word. Praise God, and allow the Lord to minister. Allow him to take that word down in your heart, praise the Lord, that it don't slip, praise God, so that you can get the freedom that you need. But don't get stuck. Don't get hindered, praise God. Now, I want to read the scripture and watch your stress levels. Watch the anxiety, the worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Do not worry, beloved. If you find yourself worrying, praise God, it's fear is there. Praise God. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. Amen. Complete love, complete trust, complete dependence on God will push that fear right on out the way, that anxiety, that stress. Praise God. Those decisions that you need to make and you don't know the answers. Amen. Just sometimes it's good to just step back. Amen. Take a hot bath and say, you know what? I'm going to rest. I'm going to trust God. Amen. I'm just going to let God have this. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you got to just take the night off, just take it off, beloved. Take it off. Amen. Do not let that stress and that worry and that anxiety pull your spirit down. Praise God. You got to keep yourself up in the Lord. Amen. And do not let worry, amen, fray you, because it will. It will fray you. It will get you all nervous. Praise God, your stomach. Some of you, even now, your stomachs is just all in a mess and all turned over because you don't know what to do. You're worried. You don't have the money you need. Amen. You can't meet this obligation. You can't meet that obligation. You don't know what you're going to do. Praise God. Stop and say, look, God, you see everything. Amen. I'm not going to worry about this, but I'm going to trust you. Praise God, to open up the doors that need to be open. Give me what to do, how to do. Come on, people of God, we're living in an hour and a day now when we must trust God. You must trust God. You must depend on him. Amen. He will not fail you. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says this, casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. Take everything to God. Cast it on him. Praise the Lord. Give it to him. Give him the burden, worry of your children or your husband, your wife, your job, your car, whatever the situation is, financial. Give it to him. Cast all your care, everything. Don't hold nothing back. Amen. Don't hold unforgiveness. Don't hold bitterness. Don't hold hurt. Amen. Don't hold the pain, the sickness. Some of you are going through sickness. Praise God. And it's not letting up. It's not, you don't see no break. Praise the Lord. Don't give up. Trust God. Amen. He's a healer. He's a miracle worker. Praise the Lord. You pull that thing over from the spirit into the natural. Amen. You get up and you pray. And if you can't pray, you get to intercessors that can. Someone that can petition God for you. Praise the Lord. Some of us, you know what, don't want to share because we're prideful. We've got pride and we don't want to let people know we're in trouble. Praise the Lord. But God has someone. He always have a ram in the bush. Everybody will not betray you. God has some real people, and you may have been hurt. You may have gone through some things. Praise the Lord. Amen. Where you don't trust people, you just don't want to put no confidence. Praise God, but you can trust God. Amen. And there's somebody God will send your way. If they don't do anything but say, I'm praying for you, and they really mean it from their heart, praise God. Amen. Praise God. So you trust God. Do not give up. Do not casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. The spirit of bondage and the spirit of fear. Now, there are a lot of phobias. I want to talk about some phobias here. This is still part of bondage, because these phobias will keep you in bondage, keep you locked down. There's arachnophobia, fear of high places. Some of us are afraid to go up high in the natural. You know, I'm not going to climb a tree because, you know, I really don't want to fall out of it, praise God. So I'm not going to climb up in a tree, praise God. But I am a whole lot better now. I used to have a fear of heights, didn't want to go up high, didn't want to be on a escalator that was real high and all that type of stuff. And God had to free me. That was fear, praise God. Amen. Some of us are afraid to go high in God. Some of us, you know, we say we want God, but we won't get in his face. We don't want to go deep, praise God. Amen. You don't have to be afraid, praise God. The Holy Ghost is a gentleman. Amen. He'll never do anything to us, praise God, outside of God. Amen. Nor will he act unseemly. Amen. So God is a gentleman. He won't force himself on us. It's the enemy that does that. Amen. So arachnophobia is fear of high places. This will cause you to fear the levels that God wants you to take or wants to take you to. This area of fear will keep you from reaching your full potential in God. This is bondage, beloved. Amen. I want to go as high as God wants me to go. Come on. Amen. There's no limit in God. Praise God. There's no little eyes and little U's. Amen. Your prayer life can be just as dynamic as you want it to be. Praise God. And not just that. Not just to make a name for yourself. It ain't about making a name for yourself. It's just about being in sync and in line with God so you can go high with God. Amen. You can reach the potential. You can reach your destiny in the Lord. Praise God. And then there are arachnophobia, okay, that's fear of lightning. This fear is fear of being exposed or shocked by the Holy Ghost. You know, we've seen people in church that God begin to touch them and deal with them and want to take them further, but they won't yield. They won't yield to the Holy Ghost. They just won't give him full area, full recourse to move, praise God. This type of fear will keep you from allowing the word to go into your innermost being and cleaning up all areas of your life. Amen. We don't want to keep certain areas away from God. Amen. In this day and time, we want God to expose and get in every crack, get in every crevice, get in every corner, amen, of our life, praise God. Then there's claustrophobia. This is a fear of enclosed places. This fear will not allow you to enter the closed areas where your back is against the wall and there seems to be no way out. And sometimes because we're so used to handling things, praise God, we don't want to get in a situation where we can't do it ourselves, praise God. But that's a lot of times that's where God wants us. He wants us totally dependent on him. Amen. If you're dependent on God, amen, when he brings you out, you know you had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with it, praise God. Now, it is in these areas that God is able to prove that he is God above all others. There's no God like him, and no one else can do what only God is capable of. Praise God. So sometimes, beloved, listen, the Lord has to put us in tight spots, tight places to deal with us. Amen. And also to prove his love toward us, praise God. God is a loving God. Amen. I say this all the time. He's a kind God. He's a righteous God. Amen. Amen. He will prove himself faithful, praise God. He's faithful even when we're not faithful, praise God. So sometimes, as I said, the Lord has to put us in these, you know, these corners where, oh my God, if you don't do it, like Israel, amen, when they were facing the Red Sea and Pharaoh was on their tail, praise God, on their backside, praise God, amen. But even in that, God had a shield of protection around them where the enemy could not touch them, praise God. And some of you right now, right where you are, if the enemy could take you out, he would, but he can't do it. Praise God, your back is against the wall, praise God, you're facing the Red Sea, but God is going to open up the Red Sea, hallelujah. He's going to make a way, praise God, amen. You may be in the wilderness, he'll make a way, amen. He'll water that desert, praise God, because he's that kind of God. Thank you, Lord. Now listen, don't panic. Listen, do not panic when you find that there's no place to go or no room to move. You must trust God to bring you through. Trust him. Don't get in a hurry. Don't get shaky. Don't make a move. If God hasn't told you to move, do not move. Praise God. If you're about to make a decision, but yet you don't have the peace of God, God having settled that thing in your spirit, do not make a move. Praise God, because if you do, you're going to make the wrong move. Wait on God. Don't be like Saul when God told him through Samuel, wait for the sacrifice. Wait until I get there. Praise God. He didn't wait. As soon as he put his hand where he didn't have no business doing it, the man of God showed up. Praise God. He stepped out of his lane, if you will. Praise the Lord. Don't step out, beloved. Don't go to the right. Don't go to the left. Stay right where you are. Wait on God. Wait on the Lord. Praise the Lord. He will come through. Amen. You might be at the midnight hour needing that money right then. God will bring it through. He's faithful. Then there's hydrophobia, fear of water. Okay? And we know the story of Peter. I love that story about Peter going on the water. Amen. He desired to go there. Praise God. But don't allow the fear to overtake you when you find yourself in deep waters. When you launch out into the deep, praise God, you get out too far and you can't turn around. Praise God, and there's no other way to go but to keep going, keep going. Keep on going. God ain't going to get you out there and leave you. Praise the Lord. God will provide. He will see you through. Praise the Lord. Don't fear. Praise God. Listen, keep your eyes on the Lord and do not lose sight of the vision that God has given you. Hold on to the vision. Hold on to God. Hold on to his hand. He will walk you right through to the next level. Praise God. He is faithful. He will not fail you, nor will he let you drown. Praise God. You will not drown. Amen. Pastor, you may be in a situation, a building program, for example. Amen. And then you don't have all the money right now. You've done first phase. You're in the middle of first phase. Amen. And it looks like things are stuck. Don't worry. God will come through. Praise the Lord. Move in the timing of God. Move in sync with him. Praise God. Because when you do that, the anointing will be there. Amen. And things will pick up. Things are going to go. Praise the Lord. He didn't bring you this far to leave you now. Amen. See the vision all the way through. Don't stop. Don't abort. Don't allow the enemy to sabotage or abort the vision that you know God has given you. Praise God. Amen. I have to do the same thing. Amen. We're walking out our vision. We're walking out the word. Praise God. We're activating. We're doing the things that God has told us to do. Praise God. We must do it. You must do it. Praise the Lord. Just tell yourself, I can do this, and you can do this. You can do all things through Christ because he gives you the strength to do it. Praise God. And then there's, I'm not sure if this is the right pronunciation, P-Y-R-O-P-H-O-B-I-A, pyrophobia, fear of fire. This type of fear will prevent you from allowing the Holy Ghost to burn out all the dross in your life. Heat purifies. Mm-hmm. Do not fear the cleansing process. If you endure, you will come forth as pure gold. This is very important. Some of us are right in the fire of our trial. We're in the most heated moments now. Don't run. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He will deliver you. He will bring you out. He is faithful. Some of you have gone through so much rejection over the last several months just because of your stand in God and the things that you're doing. Praise God. Look like one after another turned their back on you. Praise God. But God will never turn his back on you. Oh, my God. He won't do that. Praise the Lord. Trust him. You're in the fire. You're being tried. You're being refined. You're being defined. You're being transformed. Amen. You're being changed. Praise the Lord. Amen. You're being changed into the image of Christ. Allow God to have his complete and perfect work in your life. Praise the Lord. Allow him to complete the process. Praise God. Some of you, God is wanting to bless us. Praise God. But he can't give us all these blessings if we're not prepared to handle it. Praise God. He'll give it to you. It's his good pleasure. Praise the Lord. But you got to be in a position to receive it. Not only that, you got to know what to do with it once you get it. Praise God. And you got to know. God has to know. I can trust you. Amen. Some of you get right to the brink, right to the door. Praise God. And then it looks like the doors get closed right in your face. Praise God. Amen. But God doesn't want that to happen. Amen. He wants us blessed. He wants us prosperous. Amen. He wants us to have everything we need that pertains to life and godliness so we can complete the will of God. Thank you, Lord. So do not fear the cleansing process. If you endure, again, you will come forth as pure gold. Then there's nyctrophobia, which is fear of darkness. Oh, my. And I used to have a fear of darkness. Didn't want to be in the dark. Praise God. This type of fear will cause you to fear the places you can't see. Many times God will lead us and we can't see all of where we're going and why. We need all the word to force. We need all the whys. We need all the whatevers. Praise God. But sometimes God will give you just enough light to let you know, it's me. I'm leading. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's me. Praise God. He give you enough to let you know, it's me. Praise God. And you must obey. Praise God. Wherever you can't see or whenever you can't see where you're going, it will cause you to doubt that God is with you, especially when things happen negative. Praise God. And you already can't see where you're going, but you know God told you, or he gave you a job to do, and you know he did. You know he did. He confirmed it. You know it in your knower. But yet, things don't go right. Praise God. You begin to doubt. Fear comes in. Praise God. This is what you must do. You must trust God, even in the dark places. Remember, light dispels darkness. So the more you walk in the light, the more light will be revealed. Praise God. So it's not a darkness where, you know, you're groping. Praise God. God, the word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. So the word itself is light, beloved. Praise God. So when God gives you his word, my God, hallelujah, that's light. Praise God. You don't have to fear where you are. The decisions that you need to make, praise God. The trouble you may be having with your members, pastor, God will give you wisdom how to deal. He'll tell you what to do, praise God. Amen. And then he'll send help, the help that's needed. Trust God. Don't give up. Don't let go of the vision, woman of God, that God has given you. He's given you a great vision. He's given you the plans. He's given you a work to do. But because of so much has come against you, you feel like you can't do it. You've been told you're inadequate, that it ain't the time, on and on and on. But God has told you what to do. Praise God. And if he's done that, you must obey him. He will strengthen you for the journey. Praise God. Sometimes, you know, we just need strength. This past week, amen, a few occasions, the Lord just had different ones to call me, praise the Lord, to let me know they were praying for me. And I think that that is so precious. I don't take that lightly. Praise the Lord, whenever the Lord can speak my name to somebody or put me on someone's heart. And, beloved, God does that for us because he loves us. He wants us to know, I'm with you. Amen. Everything is going to be all right. Praise the Lord. So you do not have to fear. Praise God. And then the last one is fear of death. And this is T-H-A-N-A-T-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, so I'm not going to try that one. But fear of death. Praise God. The word of God says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So we do not have to fear when we walk in the peace of God. Don't have to fear death. Praise God. Don't fear it. Amen. If you let me say it like this. I remember before my mother went home to be with the Lord about a month before she passed away. Praise God. And I went into her room and she said, she was battling some fear, praise God. And we began to pray with her. And we saw the peace of God just come on her and envelop her, and praise God. And she just was never the same. You know, she gave her life to the Lord, and she was a precious woman. Praise God. And just in her death, you know, God did so much for her in just that little short time. Praise the Lord. But my natural mother, I'm talking about my natural mother now. I've lost my godmom too. And praise God, I had two mothers, praise the Lord. And I was so blessed to have them in my life. Praise God. Amen. But my natural mother, praise God, did not walk with God all of her life, but at the end of her life, she gave her life to the Lord, and that fear, we watched that fear leave, praise God, because fear really does have torment, and you do not have to fear. A lot of it is the unknown, because you don't know, okay, where am I going, or what's going to happen next, praise God, but you do not have to fear, beloved, because it is bondage, amen, it's bondage. Now, some of the things that people are in bondage to, amen, is alcohol, drugs, all of these things, this bondage, praise the Lord. And there are saved people, quote unquote, church people, quote unquote, praise God, there are in bondage to drinking, in bondage to smoking, praise God. And these things defile the temple of God. Amen. And the Holy Ghost will not dwell in an unclean temple. You cannot have light and darkness. It turns to gray and it's murky. Praise God. So we have to make a choice, amen, that we're going to either serve God or we're not going to serve Him. Praise God. So you do not have to be in bondage to these things. Praise the Lord. Now, in saying that, there's some of the works of the flesh that, amen, we find that, you know, is in the body, amen, that we need to get rid of. And if any of these areas touch you, praise God, we're going to pray here shortly. Amen. And you can be free. Amen. Just go through these real quick, the works of the flesh, and you can read about them in Galatians 5:19 through, I'll just read on down through 24, because it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. But one of them is adultery. Praise God. And we know adultery is when married people, you know, link up. You have two married people and they commit adultery. Praise God. They each belong to somebody else, have no business being with each other. And fornication, praise God, is unlawful relations between single people. Praise the Lord. Uncleanness. Amen. This includes, it's not pure. It includes sodomy. It includes homosexuality. It includes lesbianism. It includes bestiality and all forms of sexual perversion, uncleanness. I know that's a touchy subject, praise God, but it's sin and it's an abomination and God hates it. Praise God. Lasciviousness, this is lustfulness, unchastityness, lewdness, all of these things. It falls in line with perversion again, idolatry. Idol worship, anything that you put before God, praise God, witchcraft, amen, the practice of dealing with evil spirits, to include incantations, casting spells and charms, as well as even the use of drugs and all these kinds of things, praise God, manipulation, intimidation, all these things, control, amen, fall under witchcraft, praise God. Hatred, this is enmity, it's bitter dislike, it's abhorrence and malice, and it's ill will against other people, praise God. Even holding grudges can lead to hatred, or to be angry with someone else can lead to hatred, praise God. And then there's variance, that's discord, quarreling, debates, disputes and dissensions and all of these things. Variance, praise God, is a work of the flesh. Then there's emulations, that's envy and jealousy. Strife, praise God. You're striving against one another. Praise God. Always fighting against one another. Praise the Lord. Then there's wrath, praise God. That's another work of the flesh. Praise the Lord. And then there's, and wrath deals with indignation and rage. Praise God. Then there's strife. That's contention, disputings, and striving about words, and angry, just always angry. Praise God. And then there's seditions, that's divisions as well, praise God, that's discord, disorder, praise God, is stirring up strife, even in religion, government, home, or any other place, seditions, praise God. Then there's heresies, there's false teachings, there's false doctrines, envyings, this is ill will and jealousy again at the misfortune, at the good fortune or blessings of another, praise God. Amen. And then there's murderers, praise God. And we know that means to kill, to mar. And you can kill someone with your mouth, with your tongue, as well as shooting them literally, praise God. And drunkenness, that means to be intoxicated, to be a slave to drink, praise God. That's a work of the flesh. These are all works of the flesh. Revelings, rioting, lasciviousness, boisterous feastings, all of these things are sinful pleasures and carousing. All of these things make up the works of the flesh, which leads to bondage, will keep you in bondage, praise God. But we know again that Jesus has come that we might be free, praise the Lord. Now, if you find, amen, that you're in bondage to any of the things that we've talked about or fears, praise the Lord, beloved, you can be free. You can be free, praise God. We want to pray, praise God. Amen. And I just want you to listen to this prayer, praise God, and pray along with me as I pray this. Dear Father, I come to you realizing that only you can free me from the web of Satan. Thank you for your great love for me. I desire to call you Abba Father and feel your arms of love wrapped around me, so I won't have to seek love from alcohol or any of the false hopes that Satan has dangled before my eyes, any of the bondages and habits and addictions that I've been privy to, Father. Promising so much and delivering so little, forgive me of my sins. I promise to serve you the rest of my life. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and bind your spirit of bondage. According to Matthew 18:18, which states, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. I see you now as you really are, a spiritual spider trying to bind and paralyze me with your cords of habits and bondage. I command you in the name of Jesus to leave me alone and never return. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your beautiful freedom. We loose the spirit of adoption in our lives according to Matthew 18:18, which promises whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Help us, O God, to continue on forever in the freedom of your Holy Ghost. We promise to read your word and walk by faith, not by sight or feeling, so that we can obey your will in our lives, for our lives. Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you, Father, that you've come to set your people free. You've come to set us free in our mind. We thank you for setting us free and liberating us from fear. Father, we know that fear is not of you. We understand that fear, worry, and doubt are the negative faith of the enemy. Forgive us for doubting your ability to watch over us and care for us. We trust you from this time forth as our source of security. So we bind the spirit of fear because we know that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. We will not stand for the attacks of fear in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for peace, power, love, and a sound mind. We loose the Holy Ghost in our lives that promises whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we refuse to allow fear to rob us of all the good things that you have for us, your children. We claim, O God, the mind of Christ from this day forward, and we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for liberty, O God. We thank you now for your peace that passeth all understanding. Let it keep our hearts and our mind in you, O God. Minister to everyone, Father, under the sound of my voice right now, that's going through struggles, that's going through battles. Hallelujah. Battles in the mind, battles in their spirit, battles in their soul. Oh God, we thank you right now Oh, Father, you come to liberate. You come to set free. Touch that man, touch that woman right now that's in the clutches of the enemy, that's battling perversion, that's battling sin in the name of Jesus, in the flesh area, in the sexual arena. We bind lust. We bind lasciviousness. We bind the strongholds of homosexuality and lesbianism that would grip the spirits and grip the minds of the people, Father. We thank you for liberty. We thank you, Jesus, that you came that we might be free, oh God. And so we proclaim liberty now. We speak life now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now listen, beloved. Once the enemy has been bound in your life as a believer, you do not have to continue binding him. He is bound. Praise God. When you bound him, he's bound. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Just remind him of it when he tries to come back and knock on your door. If you stumble and fall for his deception, get up immediately. Confront the situation. Praise God. Confront it head on. Amen. Don't run from it. Just confront it. Praise God. And pray again. Bind these powers. Bind these things. Praise God. Bind them and loose the power of God in your life. And then praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That the Holy Ghost is faithful. He's faithful to watch over you. He's faithful to comfort you. He's faithful to strengthen you. He's faithful to instruct you. Hallelujah. He will come to your rescue, beloved. Praise God. Amen. There's no situation that God is not able, amen, to see you through and see you out of. We just want to encourage you, beloved, to stay strong in the Lord. Stay strong. Be strong in the Lord. Put on the armor of God. Learn to put it on every single day. Praise God. You do not have to be in bondage to fear. You don't have to be in bondage to habits. You don't have to be in bondage even in your mind. Praise God. You can be free because God came that you may be free in the name of the Lord. I'm encouraging you, beloved, to walk in the strength of Jesus. Walk in the light of the word. Stay in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Allow the Holy Ghost to come in, baptize you, refill you, refresh you, praise God, and then grow in God. You grow by praying. You grow by seeking God. You grow by staying in the Word. You grow by fellowship. Praise God. Stay in fellowship. Amen. Don't go where you don't need to be going. Amen. Doing things you don't need to be doing. Praise God, because every time you do that, amen, you give the enemy more of a power base. Know that Jesus has come that you may be free. Praise God. God loves you. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for the word. Amen. On today, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Praise the Lord. Amen. We do thank God for this ministry. We thank God for what he is doing for us. Praise the Lord. We are very, very excited about God and what he's doing. Amen. We're so, so excited about our upcoming conference. We just want to take a moment to invite you, amen, to the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Amen. We will be convening for our 8th annual Women of Power Conference. Amen. The theme is Make me a vessel of honor, meet for the master's use. Praise the Lord. The dates of our conference is May 19th through the 21st. Praise the Lord. We'll be gathering in the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Amen. And we're excited about what God is doing. We're excited about our speakers. We will have a great lineup of speakers. Praise the Lord. Amen. Women of God that will be coming to share the word of the Lord. Amen. If you want more information, we ask that you go to our website, www.wopministries.org. Go to our conference page. Amen. If you would like to register, you can do that right online, or you can call us. Praise the Lord. If you would like more information, praise the Lord, you can give us a call. Amen. Our number, 970-590-5504, praise the Lord, or our church, praise God, 580-353, praise God, 4610, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord and we bless the Lord for all that he is doing, amen. And we want you to stay encouraged, beloved. Continue to stay in the word and keep your head lifted up high, praise God, because God is fighting for you. Praise God. He has your best interests at heart. God loves you, beloved. Amen. And he is working things out just for you. Praise God. On our next broadcast, we will continue, amen, teaching on deliverance and demonology and deliverance. We'll have another subject for you. Praise God. So we just want you to stay tuned, amen, to the broadcast. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we want you to have a blessed evening in the Lord. Amen. And know that God loves you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And stay encouraged, beloved. Amen. Now, we see that our time is just about gone for today. Praise God. But we will be back, amen, in the morning on our next broadcast. Praise God. Until we meet again, stay blessed. Amen. Keep looking up. Praise God. Amen. God is working things out just for you because he loves you, beloved, and he cares. Until we meet again, it is my prayer that God will bless you and keep you in the palm of his hand. God bless.